Michigan's own captive, Lutheran High North and Hillsdale College, and she's coming to town at homecoming at the Majestic Theater on October 7th and 8th, a Saturday and Sunday here in Detroit, and she's on the line with us right now. Hi, Kat.
Hi. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited. I'm really excited to be coming back to Detroit to do these shows.
Yeah, I hope whoever introduces you takes it easy on you because you've been abused.
Yeah, definitely. I have Gene from the show who comes and brings me up. And, you know, I've done so many shows already all over the country, and it's just been so much fun, you know, to see all these people come out. And, you know, it's a fun show. It's a funny show, but it's also a show that makes you think. And it's definitely like a no-holds-barred situation.
Oh, boy.
Well, I see Gutfeld enough to see the promos of where you're going. And I always, ever since you came on the show the first time, I always look at it and say, I wonder if she's coming back to Michigan. And it's always like Texas or someplace like that. And now I finally see you're coming to Detroit. So is this going to be the first homecoming show, first time you perform in a, you know, a theater, or at least of that size, for your home state or hometown?
Absolutely. I'm so excited. I mean, I used to go to the Majestic for concerts and stuff when I was in high school, right?
Yeah.
So getting to perform there is definitely really exciting.
Will you tailor the show in any way towards Detroit because you're from here?
You know, I think that maybe a little bit. I think that it's definitely going to be the one I'm the most excited about. It's definitely going to have the most energy. Every show is a little bit different, but the show that I've been putting on is kind of a live show about the book. It's kind of like a one-woman show, but it's also stand-up involved, and there's more. So whether you read the book or not, you'll come and have a good time.
The book is definitely, The book is You Can't Joke About That, which is a New York Times bestseller, and we had Kat Timpf on when that first came out, and it carries a lot of the insights that and jokes and takes that you see Kat do when she's on the Gutfeld program. Although on that one, it's so freewheeling, you know, it's so back and forth, and you can only prepare so much for it because he's a bit of a loose cannon. You never know when the question's coming to you or how it's going to be phrased or whatever, what somebody else is going to say. So your show probably is a lot more prepared than probably you can be on the Gutfeld program.
Yes, that is true. I mean, this show is for, this isn't really a political show. Actually, it's not at all.
Oh, you're going to disappoint a lot of people.
Are
you the only entertainer that they go, do something about Biden?
Like,
everybody else gets yelled, you know, Freebird, yeah. And they're yelling.
Right.
They're yelling
political.
It's a
human show. Yeah. It's a human show about human stuff, right? And I think that things are pretty bad right now because we can't really connect with each other the way that we should be connecting with each other because of the way that we're policing speech, right?
Right.
So this is a show that kind of knocks that all down. I tell jokes about lots of different subjects that you're not supposed to joke about. And I also talk about how joking about the stuff you're not supposed to joke about helped me get through some really tough stuff in my
life.
Yeah.
Well, now, when you were with us the last time, you told an incredible story about a breakup with a boyfriend who went out to go, you're on the beach with your family, and he broke up and he went out to go get the Coke. He came back. and I'm wondering, like, can you tell a story like that here? Because maybe your ex-boyfriend's going to be in the crowd, or, you know, you're like,
he's actually here with us
all
now.
Those stories that work in Texas may not work so well when, you know, someone stands up in row 7 at the Majestic and says, that's not true. I was there. I did not.
Well, you know what's so crazy is I thought that we moved beyond that. We got along fine. But then I realized actually just a few weeks ago that he blocked me on Instagram.
So you rejected.
Like, I didn't do anything to you. You broke up with me at Coney Island at the beach when my dad was going to get another round of margaritas. And then you seemed annoyed that I wasn't done being upset about it by the time he got back.
Yeah, isn't 60 seconds enough time?
Yeah, but then he also hung out the rest of the day.
Yeah, I know. That
awkward.
Had to hurt.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Well, sat next to me on the Ferris wheel.
Did you push him off?
Inside the cabin or no?
And I didn't block him. He blocked me just recently with the past few months. I don't know. Maybe he knows he's a part of the show.
Yeah. So he's definitely coming now. Yeah. You know? do you tell other stories from Detroit as normal part of your show that you know, now you're coming here, you're thinking, oh, I wonder if the person that I'm talking about might be in the audience.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I tell a lot of stories. I tell more details about stories that are in the book, and I have jokes about those things. I also have more stories that are not in the book. It's definitely a wild show. It's a weird show. It's a lot of fun. It's really funny. You'll laugh at stuff you didn't think you can laugh at. But yeah, I'm also interested to see who will be coming, because I posted on Facebook, like, come to my show. You know, if you ever bullied me in school, it'd be a great way to make it up to me and buy a ticket.
And there you go.
One of the people who liked the post was somebody who kicked me out of a party in high school for not being cool enough. And I'm like, does she not think I remember that? Because I do.
Something tells me you have a pretty good memory.
Yeah, it still hurts.
I sure do. Yeah.
It's the Vendetta tour.
That's kind of, really.
I like that.
It's October 7th and 8th at the Majestic Theater. So, yes, if you ever bullied Kat Timpf in high school, make it up to her by buying an expensive ticket.
And blocks of them.
And getting a T-shirt or something like that. Do you sell, paraphernalia, too?
We should be having merch there, yeah. And it's just going to be so much fun. I mean, I promise that.
What has the fame of that show done to you and for you in terms of, like, how you are perceived, received, greeted out in public, et cetera?
Well, it depends, right?
I guess on the where of it, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, I'm a libertarian, right? So not a Republican or a Democrat, but there will be people where they'll be like, oh, you work at Fox News, therefore you're evil and bad. Fox News is bad. And it's like, don't you work at a bank? You know what I mean? Like, doesn't your employer take people's homes away?
Yes.
That's kind of what this show is about, right?
Yeah.
It's about how everything we've been saying about speech and comedy, it's all wrong. And I think that the more open and we can be, and the more we can express ourselves, the better we can get along, because everybody just wants to. There's this weird thing now where you find one little thing about somebody, like, oh, she works at Fox, or oh, she voted this way or that. And then it's like, now I hate that person and they're irredeemable. And it's like, please hate me for a reason that, you know, a real reason. There's plenty of reasons to hate me.
Like but you broke up with me in high school. My dad was there and I still had to go on a Ferris wheel with you.
For the margarita.
That's a reason.
Let's get back to, you know, hating each other for you know,
the right
who we
reasons.
Really are.
Good cause.
The right reasons.
Whatever group we're a part of. Now,
speaking of hating each other, we were just talking about this just before you came on, and I just watched last night's show on tape just before I came in. And there's a lot of times where stuff between you and Gutfeld, or Tyrus and Gutfeld, the regulars on the show, you know, you get interrupted or you make little snide comments or things like that. And so I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, well, do they really get along? Do they ever get, you know, is that snippiness ever reflective of a real dislike for one another? What's the actual relationship?
No, Greg and I are very, very close friends, actually. And it was really funny because we got into a tiff or whatever on the air one time, and someone on Twitter was like, that I should be fired for insubordination because of it. And I was laughing so hard because I read the comment when my husband and I were at Greg's lake house.
So much for insubordination. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, my dog is his dog's uncle. Yeah.
Well, then you can't, you're going to be together forever now.
Yeah.
I mean, you're connected through marriage. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Our dogs are family.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things too, where it's like, okay, look, I can handle myself. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't you think that after all these years, if I was upset about this, that I might find another job?
Right.
You know?
Well, he seems to be able to take an insult, too. You know, there's a lot of them. He'll say things like, we're not having you back. But then the person comes back. And so he gives it out and he takes it. And there's a lot of it. I guess that's part of the appeal of the show, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and we all have fun. I think that that's also part of it. And, you know, it really is. There's nothing that's off limits. And I would rather, you know, have someone make a joke that maybe I might not like the joke than have someone be too afraid to make a joke. Do you know what I mean? Because, again, a lot of the tough stuff, I talk about this on my show, but, like, I was really, really broke coming up. I mean, my mom died at a young age, or, you know, my emergency surgery that I talked about. All of these things are not funny things, but laughing at these things and making jokes about these things is the only way I could get through these things.
Right.
So I think a lot of people feel that way. I think a lot of people feel like if they're going through something tough, people get so weird around them. Like, are you okay? Like, no, you know? And then in addition to being devastated, you feel so isolated too. Like, why are you treating me all weird? I'm still the same person as I was.
Right.
You know?
So now you're paying a double price. You're enduring what you had to endure, and now everybody's acting weird around you. Yeah. Well, I agree with you 100% that humor is the best way to get through almost anything.
Life.
And life, yeah.
Yes.
And every minute of the day.
Hello.
Are you extending invitations to Hillsdale? Didn't you go to college at Hillsdale? Are you inviting any old professors or college roommates or any of that kind of
maintenance
stuff?
Maintenance people?
Oh, my college roommate will be at the show, actually. And I love her because she's, I think, the only person who lived with me, or maybe one of two who lived with me and still speaks to me afterwards. I'm not.
Your husband being the other one.
Yeah. Right. Well, if you're madly in love with me, that's different.
Oh, okay.
But,
well, so maybe she was too. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe. I guess I'll have to ask her.
Don't do it on stage. That might be something that she doesn't want to have happen there.
What was your favorite hangout spot when you used to live around here, and are you going back to it?
Well, that's the thing, is I love the downtown, right? I spent a lot of time in Hamtramck. You know, my grandma lived there, my mom was from there. And I used to just love summers downtown, you know, going to the baseball game, go out after it stays light outside till like 10 p.m.
Right.
I love Detroit. I mean, people say bad things about Detroit. I get it. It's a punchline, but I Detroit's my favorite city in the world, and I'm obviously extremely biased, but I'm so excited for this show. I know that these are going to be the best shows that I've done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure they're going to be sold out. So I encourage people, if there's any tickets left, get them, grab them quickly. Mm-hmm. October 7th and 8th at the Majestic Theater. It's a Saturday and a Sunday night. I see the Sunday night show is at 6, probably.
At 7. Yeah.
Oh, it's at 7. Okay.
I messed it up. Saturday's at 8. Doors are at 7. Sunday's at 7. Doors are at
7. We thought it was part of like an early bird
special. Yeah. We're talking about the sun still being out.
Young man.
Well, if you get on the queue line going, you have to start at 6.
Don't tell any of your fans to get on the queue line. They may never make the show. Yeah. Tell them to do the old-fashioned thing and just park your car like you always do.
Bit of a milk run.
And I hope there's not a Lions game that day, because
they play Thursday
on October. No, not it's not coming up. It's October the 7th.
Right.
There is one, but it's in an afternoon, I think.
So. Oh yeah, they're all in the afternoon, Kat. But
not always. But on Sundays they are.
Yeah,
I'm sure Kat checked the schedule before.
Yeah, well,
it's just
look, it's not going to affect the people going. It's just going to be traffic, so make sure you.
Well, no, but also you could go to the game and then you
and then
just,
go to your
1 o'clock.
Yeah,
the Panthers,
then come to the show. Keep the party going.
Keep the party going. Yeah, and they're going to win that game because it's a lousy
team against the Panthers, so they'll be happy. They're coming.
Yeah.
And at the Majestic, they can bowl while they watch your show. I think that's incredible.
And you lived around here, so you know all you have to do is yell Red Wings, and you know they're just yelling. You can do anything
It's become a football town since you've been living here, though, because the team has actually gotten half decent now.
That's what's so interesting, because I always tell people, I'm not a football fan. I'm not into football. And people are always like, what? And I say, I grew up in Detroit. What was I supposed to do? Was I supposed to be a Lions fan?
You have to be now. Like, everybody's converted.
Jump
it's a whole new thing.
I'll hop on the bandwagon.
Hop right on that bandwagon.
Got a train.
Well, it's great to talk to you. Welcome back on the 7th and 8th, and I'm sure the show's going to be fantastic. And we'll look forward to seeing you when you get to town here.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right. Kat Timpf on October 7th and 8th at the Majestic Theater.
Yeah. Yeah.
Appreciate you joining us.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Standing up.
It's 760 WJR.